It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
So my first questions are, I'm going to combine them. I have a question about Deshaies and then another question about structure function claims. And they come from two different people, but I'm going to combine them. I think this is important because a lot of people, some of my own family members still think that, or still have this idea that the supplement industry is kind of like the Wild West, you know? People just making products in their backyard or garage and selling it off, you know, snake oil stuff, whatever. And yes, there are some bad companies out there, what we call kind of like fly-by-night companies. There's some new interesting ingredient. Perfect example of this was raspberry ketones. Remember that when Dr. Oz talked about, you know, the apparent weight loss benefits to raspberry ketones? And next thing you know, and I'm not going to get into the fact that there's no evidence of that, but anyways, literally, almost like in a week, there were people selling raspberry ketones, company I've never even heard of. And I've been in this industry for, you know, about 10 years now. Came over from conventional medicine, and I have some of these I've never even heard of. So that does happen. You be a smart consumer. There are some companies out there that just, they don't care about quality. They want to make some money, and they get out, and you can't find them, and they're gone, and they've made millions, and they're on some island and drinking a margarita. I don't know. Stick with companies that have been in the industry for a long time that have good track records. I've said that before. But I want you to understand, those good companies, they follow the law, and the law is Deshaies. Deshaies stands for the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. This is an act, it's legislation that outlines the definition of a dietary supplement, safety requirements and who's going to check that safety, claims, labeling, manufacturing. I mean, this is it. This is legislation that outlines rules and regulations for the supplement industry. So we are regulated. Comes from Deshaies, 1994. So let me explain this. And in explaining Deshaies, I'll get into this structure function question. So the first thing Deshaies did is it defined what a dietary supplement was. A dietary supplement is any product which contains one or more dietary ingredients such as vitamins, minerals, herbs, botanicals, amino acids, etc. Dietary supplement ingredients may not be regulated as food additives. That was the main breaking point. So you got food-based stuff, and then you have dietary supplement stuff. So Deshaies kind of made a clear delineation between food and food additives and dietary supplements, which was very good for us in the industry. The next thing that Deshaies does is it lays out safety. The legislation maintains the FDA's authority to safeguard the public against any unsafe supplement product. A dietary supplement can be removed from the market if the FDA shows that it presents a significant or unreasonable risk of illness or injury, or that it contains a poisonous substance which may render it detrimental to health. So how does the FDA do that? They randomly test products. Working here at Life Extension, we get audited by the FDA. The FDA will come to us and say, okay, we're going to go to the person who manufactured these five products and we're going to test them. That's what happens. They test it for the safety to make sure there's nothing that shouldn't be in there. They also look at the label. That's also part of Deshaies, label claims, making sure that the active ingredients that are on the label are actually in the product, the right dose, the inactive ingredients, all that stuff. They check it all. So this idea that the supplement industry is not regulated is not true. Now, there are some companies that produce something real quick. They skirt around it. The FDA can't keep up. FDA has a lot of things to do. They sell some products and they get out and no one knows where they're at and they made some money. I mean, that does happen. That's why it's so important that you stick with companies that have been in the industry for a long time. Now, besides defining what a supplement is, besides regulating the safety through the FDA, besides labeling, the DSHEA Act of 1994 also is about claims. Truthful and misleading claims that describe the role of a nutrient in supporting wellness will still be allowed on dietary supplement labels. So I'm about to answer this question about structure function claims. Okay. So an example of a allowed structure function claim would be something like calcium builds strong bones. Antioxidants protect against cell damage. These claims are referred to as structure function claims or nutritional support claims. Now, we can't just make them up. There has to be research support for calcium supporting healthy bones. You have to have some peer-reviewed animal and human clinical research showing that if you give people calcium, bone density improves. When you do that, then you can make the nutritional claim that calcium supports strong bones. I cannot say that calcium treats osteoporosis. That's a treatment claim. That's a disease claim. That's different. That's what the pharmaceuticals can do. But based on research, I can make a claim that calcium supports strong bones. Based on research, I can make the nutritional or structure function claim that pomegranate extract supports a healthy heart. That vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, supports healthy cholesterol already in normal range. I'm not making that up. I can actually show you the literature that shows B5 actually lowers total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and raises HDL cholesterol. I can't say that unless my product actually was used in that study, but I can make that structure function claim that vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, does support healthy cholesterol levels already in normal range. So the FDA, through DSHEA, also make sure that no one is making disease claims. You have to stick with research-supported structure, function, or nutritional claims. The last thing the FDA does is it makes sure every manufacturer of a supplement follows good manufacturing practices. Every manufacturer in the United States has to be GMP, good manufacturing practices compliant. Now, the real good companies, like Life Extension, for instance, you know what we do? There's another group out there. It's a third-party group. It's really the leading quality control group out there in the world, to be honest with you. It's called the National Scientific Foundation, the NSF. We, and this is what most of the good companies do, so I'm going to use Life Extension as that typical good company. What we do is we register with the NSF. The NSF then keeps us compliant with DSHEA and good manufacturing practices. So if we ever do get audited by the FDA, which does happen, we're going to pass because the NSF keeps us compliant. That's what the good companies do. So, are supplements regulated? Yes. DSHEA regulates the definition, the safety, the claims, the labeling, the manufacturing, the storage, the distribution of supplements. We have to, if we're going to make a structure function claim or a nutritional claim, it has to be supported. So this idea that supplements are not regulated is false. And the proof of that is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. DSHEA. Okay? So I thought this was really important to talk about. I think I'm going to talk about this some more because, you know, what we're seeing in the supplement industry is this attack on supplements, especially when there's, you know, some bad company who's doing something bad with a product, adding a drug into it. The media picks that up, and the media should, and those people should be prosecuted. Without a doubt. But bad products pop up even on the pharmaceutical side. We are regulated, DSHEA. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.